said that you won't forsake me, and you're right beside me, and that is all that matters. You'll never leave me. You said that you won't forsake me, and you're right beside me, and that is all that matters. You are the covenant keeping God. You are the covenant keeping God. Yahweh, the covenant keeping God.
For generation to generation,
to generation, to generation, to generation, to generation, to generation.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. First of all, can I be heard? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I just want to make sure I can be heard. Somebody let me know I can be heard. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord. Let me get right into it. God bless you, everyone. God bless you. Thank you all for joining again tonight. Amen. It is good to be back in the presence of God's people. I am really excited, and I am grateful and thankful again for this opportunity. I want to welcome everyone again to Truth That Now Transforms Lives. Amen. This is the platform where the transformation of your life is predicated on the truth that you receive for your life. And so I am thankful and grateful for every person that is on tonight. I want you to right now take a moment and invite somebody on tonight. Tonight is going to be a good night tonight because God has given me something to build you up, encourage you, strengthen you, edify you. Amen. I don't know what's going on in your present life, but I want to let you know this night is significant because God is present. The Bible says he is a present help in time of trouble. Amen. And so when trouble's all around us, the Bible tells us that we're to look unto the hills from whence coming our help. Our help comes from the Lord. So listen, I just want to, again, greet everyone. For those who I haven't heard in a long time, I want to say Happy New Year's. Amen. This is a new year. 2024 is here. Amen. We're already in the second month, and I know that God is doing something significant and supernatural. And so I want you to get ready to receive every good thing that God has for you. The Bible says every good and perfect gift come down from the Father of light, in whom there is no shadow of turning. And so I want you to be prepared for what God has for you. So let me pray and let me get right into what God has for you tonight. Again, I want to encourage you, get your Bible, get your notepad, because tonight I just want to encourage you. As I was in prayer over the last couple of days, the Spirit of God spoke to me. He says, on the next Truth That Transforms, I want you to encourage my people. I want you to build them back up. Amen. I don't know where you've been tore down. I don't know where you've been beaten up. I don't know what's been going on in your present life, but I'm here to let you know that whatever you are presently dealing with, God has something in store for you tonight. So let me pray. And again, I want to thank Pastor E. It's good to know to be really connected with the man of God. This is a mighty man of God. I'm grateful to be reconnected with him. We're going to do some things in the future because as I was praying, the Lord showed me some things. So we're going to be reconnecting with him again. Amen. I need to get back over there and minister at his church because God has made a covenant connection. So let me pray and let me get right in it. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your people tonight. I bless them. I praise you for the work that you are doing in the lives of your people. I ask, Holy Spirit, that you would speak expressly to every individual. I pray tonight that you would begin to unveil truth to them. You said, we shall know the truth, and the truth shall make us free. And so I pray that there will be liberty, there will be freedom, there will be answers and solutions and direction in the name of Jesus. I pray tonight, God, that you would minister to every heart. Bless your people. Cause them to be built up and encouraged this night. And we will give you all the glory, all the praise, and all the honor in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Now, always, whenever I get on this platform, I always like to give you a word of encouragement before I give you the word of God, because this is what the grace and anointing that God placed on my life. He gave me an anointing to build you up. And so I want to do that real quickly. I'm going to give you a scripture, and then we'll get to the message real quickly tonight. Amen. So I want you to go real quickly to Genesis chapter 29, verse 31. Genesis chapter 29, verse 31 and 32. Genesis chapter 29, verse 31 and verse 32. And then we'll get right into the word of God. The Lord spoke to me, and he said, tell the people that this month, he said, tell the people this month that your barren place, don't miss this, your barren place will become your birthing place. Oh, God, I'm going to say it again. Your barren place will become your birthing place. Now, where is that in the scripture? Genesis chapter 29, beginning at verse 31 and 32, a familiar passage. And I know I encourage you, whenever you get your this new year, go back and read the book of Genesis, because there's a lot into it. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 29, beginning verse 31, the scripture says, and when the Lord saw that Leah was hated, he opened her womb, but Rachel was barren. I'm going to read that again. And when the Lord saw that Leah was hated, he opened her womb, but Rachel was barren. And Leah conceived and bore a son, and she called his name Reuben. That is, see a son. For she said, surely the Lord has looked upon my affliction. Now, therefore, my husband will love me. Now, don't miss this, because, again, the Lord says your barren place will become your birthing place. Wherever your life has been dry, wherever your life has been barren, wherever you have not seen fruit abounding to your account, I want to let you know this is the month that you can get ready for your days of barrenness to come to an abrupt end and your birthing place to now come forth. Hallelujah. Amen. So the Lord said, let me give you this word. Amen. The Lord said this year, 2024, in this month of February onwards, will be marked by spiritual growth as the Lord equips his sons and daughters. You will increase in authority. You will increase in effectiveness in fulfilling kingdom agenda. In other words, God says, authority that I'm giving you is so you can be effective in fulfilling kingdom agenda. In other words, God has an agenda. Just like the enemy has an agenda, God has an agenda. And God says the authority that he's given you is so you can become more effective in fulfilling his kingdom agenda, not just knowing. There's a lot of people who know about kingdom agenda, but they are not fulfilling it. But the Lord says this month forward, he has given you authority to now fulfill it. The Lord says this year will be a year of divine appointments, when the Lord will orchestrate encounters and interventions. God is about to intervene into your present circumstance. There's going to be encounters and interventions that will leave us in awe of his mighty hand. It will be a year of supernatural breakthroughs as barriers are shattered and strongholds are demolished. Woo, come on now. I received that for myself. God said, let me say that again. This is a time, this month, of supernatural breakthroughs as barriers are shattered and strongholds are demolished. God said, we are going to embrace this month opportunities, opportunities that pass you by, those opportunities are coming around again. And God says this time you ain't going to miss it. You're not going to miss the opportunity. You're not going to miss the moment that God opened the door for you. He's going to open the door for you to walk through. And when God opened the door, you're going to have boldness to walk through it. Come on now. You're going to have boldness to walk through the door that God opens for you. And you can't let fear, you can't let intimidation stop you from moving into what God's called you to. Come on. That's a moment to give God praise. That's a moment to thank him because he is surely going to do it. Hallelujah. God said, as we embrace the opportunity that come our way, let us be vessels of his compassion, his power, his confidence, and his purpose. You are going to fulfill the purposes of God. Hallelujah. This is the word of the Lord for your life. Come on, you ought to give God praise for that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right, let's get into the word of God tonight. Amen. That was the word of the Lord. Now, let's get into the word of God. Psalm chapter 37. Now, this is where you're going to need your Bible. Well, you're going to need your Bible. Come on now. Psalm 37, verse 10 and 11. Psalm 37, verse 10 and 11. Hallelujah. I'm going to let you get there. Oh, glory. I'm going to take my time because I don't want to rush. I want to make sure you eat what God has for you. Now, tonight, again, this is a brief word of encouragement. Prophetic word. The Lord told me tonight. He wants his people built back up. So my responsibility tonight is to be very keen and obedient to what the Holy Spirit has given me. Amen. Anytime I get on here, I'm going to make sure my responsibility is to give you what the word says, not my opinion, not what I think God is saying, but what I know he's saying. All right. Psalm chapter 37, beginning at verse 10 and 11. Look what the scripture says. Here we go. The Bible says in verse 10, for yet a little while, and the wicked shall be no more. Indeed, you will look carefully for his place. It shall be no more. Oh, let me stop and read that again. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall be no more. Indeed, you will look carefully for his place, but it shall be no more. Look at verse 11. But the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. One more time. But the meek shall inherit the earth. Come on. Everybody declare, I am the meek of the earth. Amen. The meek of the earth shall inherit the earth. Come on, you need to grab that. You need to receive that. The meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Now, tonight, I want to talk to you. I want to encourage you from the subject, finding the missing peace. Oh, God, I'm going to say it again. Finding the missing piece. I know some of you, you know, when you was young, you know, I used to do this when I was young. I used to have a puzzle, maybe a 500-piece puzzle, 1,000-piece puzzle, 5,000-piece puzzle, 10,000-piece puzzle, and you had to really take your time to actually find the pieces to put those pieces together. Why? Because there was a bigger picture to be seen. But what the Lord is telling me tonight is you and I are going to find the missing piece. When I say peace, I'm not talking about peace like a puzzle. I'm talking about the peace that surpasses all understanding. Come on now. Finding the missing piece. P-E-A-C-E. Finding the missing piece. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, it's time for God's people to find the peace that he has purposed for their life. Now, let me read the scripture one more time. The Bible declares again, for yet a little while, and the wicked shall be no more. Indeed, you will look carefully. You will what? You will look carefully for his place, but it shall be no more. Come on now. Come on now. You're going to find it. But the Bible declares this. But the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. So people of God, when you look at what's going on in the nations of the world, you will discover is that we're in the nation that is crying out for a manifestation of the peace of God. Everybody desires peace, and many are longing for political peace. Others are craving for mental, financial, social, and even physical peace. But what most believers and even people that don't know Christ, but what most seem to believe is some external change in circumstances is what will bring lasting peace. See, we think once our circumstance changes, that will be the evidence of peace. But let me tell you something. If you go and study your Bible, you will understand even though things around you might look like it's lining up, that's not the indication of true lasting peace. Let me tell you what true lasting peace is, and I'm going to take you through the scripture. Mark chapter 4. In Mark chapter 4, we find a familiar passage. We find a familiar story of Jesus sleeping through a storm. The Bible says a great windstorm had risen to the point that the waves had beaten into the boat. The waves had beaten into the boat. Now, because of this storm, listen, the disciples began to be afraid. The disciples went, and the Bible says Jesus was at the hinder part of the boat, and he was asleep. The disciples went and awakened Jesus out of his sleep to ask him a very strange question. Now, what was the question they asked him? Their question was this. When the storm began to rise, they woke Jesus up and they asked this question. Lord, do you not care that we are perishing? They said, Lord, do you not care that we are perishing? In other words, when they said this, when they spoke this, it was not just their words that they were speaking. It was actually their faith speaking. No, I'm going to say that again. When they said the word, Lord, don't you care that we are perishing? Why? Because their focus was what? On the storm. They said these words, Lord, do you not care that we are perishing? So their words was not only speaking, but their faith was speaking. Now, how do we know this? How do we know that their faith was speaking and not just their words? Let me give you some revelation, amen? Number one, because, here you go, true faith always speaks in response to what it believes. I'm going to say that again. I want you to take notes. Come on now. True faith always speaks in response to what it believes. How do we know this? 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13. Write this down. Go to your Bible, because I'm going to show you in the Word. Everything I show you, it's going to show you right there in the Scripture. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13. Write this down again. True faith always speaks in response to what it believes. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13 says this. And since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believe, and therefore I spoke, so believe, and therefore speak. I'm going to read it again, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13. And since we have the same spirit of faith according to what is written. I believe, and therefore I spoke. We also believe, and therefore speak. So remember, faith always speaks in response to what it believes. So when they said, so when the disciple says, Lord, do you not care that we are perishing? They are speak, actually believe. No, 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 come on, come on, come on, you got to come on. They are actually, when they said, Lord, don't you care that we are perishing, they are speaking what they actually believe. In other words, they are questioning whether Jesus cares about them. And they are actually believing that they are perishing. Oh, God. They are questioning Jesus' concern. And most believers do that when the need is not met. When you've been praying for healing and the healing doesn't manifest when you think it should, then we begin to question whether Jesus is really hearing us or Jesus is really concerned about us. End up happening if we start speaking contrary to what we actually believe. So when they said, Lord, don't you care that we are perishing, they are speaking what they believe. They are questioning whether Jesus cares for them, and they are actually believing they are perishing. So because they believe that they're perishing, they're actually letting that come out of their mouth. The second reason is this. The second reason is the word faith is the Greek word pistis. P-I-S-T-I-S is the Greek word pistis, which is, you ready? Which is conviction, persuasion, and corresponding action. It also means this. It has to do with giving birth to persuasion. I'm going to say it again. That word, pistis, actually means, it means to give birth to persuasion. In other words, they are persuaded by their focus. Their focus is what? The storm. The present right now storm that they are in. They are persuaded by their focus, what they are presently looking at. And they are persuaded by it. They are convicted by it. They are corresponded by it. Their faith is actually responding. This is their corresponding action. In other words, they are persuaded by their focus, the present right now storm. And on hearing this, what they just spoke, now, when Jesus hears this, the Bible says Jesus arose. And the Bible says he rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, look what he said, peace be still. And the Bible says there was a great calm. Notice what he said. Jesus spoke, peace be still. And the Bible said there was a great calm. However, pay attention. I need you to stay with me. However, after the disciples were rescued from their fear and assured of his care for them by his rebuking the storm, the scripture says they were still exceedingly afraid. Afraid of what? Okay. What was the missing piece? Here it goes. Their absence of peace was beyond environmental. It was beyond the outward things that they were looking at. In other words, the elements around them had peace, but they had no peace within. The question we got to ask ourselves is why did they, the external outward, when Jesus spoke, everything on the outward appearance changed and became peaceful because Jesus spoke. But within, they still didn't have peace. Now, why didn't it have peace within, but everything on the outside had peace? Let me show you in the Word. You ready for it? Here we go. Mark chapter 4 and verse 41 tells us. Here go. Mark chapter 4, verse 41 tells us, okay? The Bible says this, and they were filled with great fear and said to one another, who then is this that even the winds and the sea obey him? No, 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 you missed what I just read. Here, go again. Look what the Bible says. The Bible says, and they were filled with great fear. And they said, here's what they're speaking again. And they said one to another, who is this that even the winds and the sea obey him? Notice again what they are speaking. Who then is this? What does that indicate? Which tells me they don't know him. When they said, look what they said, look what the scripture said. They asked the question, who is this that even the winds and the sea obey him? When they said this, they were indication that they didn't know him. Because they asked the question, who is this? Remember, they were walking with Jesus the whole time. But inside, they really didn't know him. Because they wouldn't have asked the question, who is this? That even the sea and the winds obey him. And Jesus, during the whole time that the disciples were with him, he was working miracles. But they still didn't know him. People of God, let me tell you something. There are men and women today in the body of Christ that God is performing his power, performing his miracles, performing, but they don't know him. They don't know him. They don't know him intimately. And one of the reasons why, one of the signs that they don't know him is because their speech is constantly betraying them. They don't know him, and the sign that they don't know him is because of what's coming out of their mouth. When you are speaking contrary to the word, when you're speaking contrary to your own personal relationship with him, that is a sign you don't know him. And I'm telling you, God now is beginning to make a distinction between those who know him and those who really don't know him. So look what the scripture said one more time. And they were filled with great fear. And they said to one another, who then is this that even the winds and the sea obey him? Now, one of the things that you'll notice, when the storm arose and the Bible says they became afraid, if you go back and you read previously, Jesus actually said something that was very significant that they didn't know, and people that read the scripture don't know. Jesus actually told the disciples, let us go over to the other side. Claire, let us go over to the other side. So, in other words, once Jesus spoke the word, let us go over to the other side, they were supposed to take that word and believe it and receive it. And so when the storm arose, they were supposed to remind the storms of what Jesus said. No, we are going over to the other side. Come on, somebody. You need to grab this. You need to speak what God's word says in spite of what you're presently seeing. If Jesus has given you a word, if Jesus has given you a promise, then you need to take what you have just received from the word that you've been meditating on, the word that you've been standing on, the promise that's been bubbling up in your spirit, and you need to meditate onto that thing until your faith grab a hold onto it to the point where you can and watch the storm cease. Watch peace be still. See, when the storm arose, they had the same authority to speak and says, peace be still. See, what you don't understand, beloved, is this. When Jesus made you in his likeness and image, he gave you and I the same authority to speak to winds and waves. Whatever wind, whatever wave, whatever's roaring up in your life, you have the power, you have the authority to speak to it. And watch that thing become peace. So the mission peace in men and women's lives is a direct result of what you're believing, you're saying. I'm going somewhere. Stay with me. Now, Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. Let's go there. Let me show you. Now, notice again what they are speaking. They are speaking that they don't know him. Who is Jesus? Jesus is, according to Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, he is the Prince of Peace. Let's see this in the scripture, Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6. The 9 verse 6. Glory to God. I'm almost done, people of God. Because I'm telling you, the peace of God is about to hit your life. When I pray after I minister this word, I'm telling you, peace is going to envelop you. Peace is going to overshadow you. I'm telling you, just like the Holy Spirit overshadowed Mary on the day she believed God. Peace is going to overshadow you. I'm telling you, the peace of God is going to bed with you tonight. I'm telling you, the peace of God is going to come upon you, and you are going to wonder. Things are going to be so calm. Things are going to be so peaceful. You're going to be wondering why you're not worried, why you're not freaking out, why you're not fretting, why things or everything around you is going topsy-turvy, but you are peaceful. Isaiah 9, verse 6, look what it says. The Bible says, for to us a child is born, son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Oh, come on. This is his nature. He is telling you, you are about to have an encounter with the God of Peace. You're about to get to know the true Prince of Peace. Why? Because the government rests upon his shoulder. Where's the shoulder? The shoulder is part of the body. No, you missed what I said. Jesus is the head, and we are the body. The shoulder is part of the body. No, you missed what? The shoulder is part of the body, which means there is a responsibility that God now is placing on you. The government shall rest on his shoulder. The government shall rest upon his body. In other words, the authority is no longer on God. It's yours. Ability to change things that's going on haywire in the nation, that's going on crazy in the world, is no longer God's responsibility. So why are you crying out for God to do something that he told you to do and gave you power to do it? And you wonder why you're not functioning in peace. So, again, who is the Prince of Peace? Jesus is, amen? He is called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Now, the Hebrew word, here it goes. The Hebrew word for peace is shalom, which has been used in the Old Testament to refer to a time of rest and quietness and to be settled within the soul. I'm going to say that again. The word shalom, it refers to rest, quietness, and the settling of the soul. In other words, the turmoil, the raging waters always begin in the soul. It always begins in the soul of man. Why? Because the soul is your mind, your will, your emotion, your intellect, your attitude. Your emotions are out of sync. Your mind is always contrary thinking something, oh God, God don't care about me. So you are not resting in your soul. And now, because you are not at rest, you cannot enjoy the peace of God. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 4. I'm almost done, people of God. Let me show you. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 1. I'm telling you, you're about to get the missing peace. And that is the rest. That is the peace that you're supposed to be having. Oh, there is a peace that is coming upon you. I'm telling you, with everything that's going on in the world, everything that's going on in your life, finances looking crazy, bodies acting up, children going crazy, nations going, cities, amen, killing going on, all this stuff going around. In the midst of it, God is about to give you peace. God's about to give you rest. God is about to settle your soul, amen. Hebrews chapter 4, look what the scripture says. The Bible says, therefore, since a promise remains of entering his rest, let us fear. The word fear means to reverence God. Fear lest any of you seem to have come short of it. For indeed, listen to this, for indeed, verse 2, for indeed the gospel us as well as to them. But the word which they heard did not profit them, not being mixed with faith. The word did not profit them because it wasn't mixed with faith. The word did not profit them because it wasn't mixed with faith. The word did not profit them because it was not mixed with faith. Again, we got to go back to the definition of faith. Faith is conviction, persuasion, and corresponding action. Faith always does what? Speaks what it believes. You're not speaking what you believe. If you're not speaking in line with the word, you cannot enjoy the rest. You cannot enter into the place of rest, because entering into the rest of God is required by you speaking what you believe, which is your faith. I'm going somewhere. Stay with me. I'm almost done. Hallelujah. Look what it says. Therefore, since the promise remains, remember, the children of Israel did not enter into the promise because of what? Their unbelief. Because of what they were saying. They were saying it was better in they had it better in Egypt. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They was in the wilderness. Amen. Remember, the children of Israel were supposed to come out of Egypt through the wilderness into the promise. In the wilderness. Some believers today are stuck in the wilderness and they have not entered into their promise. Look what it says. Therefore, since a promise remains, in other words, what they didn't get, you have access to. No, you missed what I just said. What they missed out on, you have access. Why? Look what the scripture said. Therefore, since a promise remains, the promise remains of entering his rest, what they did not enter into, is remaining for you, is for you to enter in. And once you enter into the rest, you can enjoy the peace of God. You can find the missing peace. I said you can find, you can locate it. You can locate it where? In your very soul. You can locate it in your emotions, your mind, your will. You can make the right decision. I'm telling you, some of you going to make better decisions once you receive peace concerning what you're trying to get accomplished in your own strength. I'm telling you, God is going to give you strength to rest in the word. Amen. Hallelujah. But the word which they heard did not profit them because it wasn't mixed with faith. and those who what? Heard it. Remember, faith not only hears the word, it speaks the word. I'm going to say it again. Faith not only hears the word, because faith comes by what? Hearing. And hearing comes by the word. You got to hear the word in order for peace to come. Not only faith, but peace. And once you receive faith to enter into the rest of God, you can enjoy the peace of God. So the Hebrew word for peace is shalom. It means the settling within the soul. Now, let's look at one more scripture, and then we're going to pray. John chapter 14 and verse 27. Come on, I want you to declare this. I'm going to find, I'm going to locate the missing piece. Come on, I'm going to locate it. I'm going to find it. I'm going to, listen, I don't care if you got to fast, whatever you got to do. If you got to shut in for a couple of days to locate it, I'm telling you, God is going to help you find the missing piece. What's been lacking in your life, the rest that God requires, that you've been believing for. Hallelujah. And then we're going to pray. I'm telling you, you're about to get it right now. Hallelujah. John chapter 14. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I love the word. Do anybody love the word? Hallelujah. Amen. I know you love it. Look what the Bible says. These are the words of Jesus. Come on, I need you to declare one more time in your own self. I will locate. I will find the missing piece. And I'm not talking about external peace. I'm talking about internal peace. And some of you are going to locate it as you pray in the spirit. As you worship, you're going to locate it. I'm telling you that peace is going to well up on the inside of you. And I'm telling you, people around you that's disturbed, people around you that's depressed, people around you, when they come in the vicinity of where you are, the peace of God is not only going to rest on your life, but it's going to expand to theirs. Time to get people close to you. This is the time to get people near you. Why? Because the peace, the rest, that they are troubled, all the stuff that they're troubled by, when they come into the vicinity of someone who have received the God kind of peace, that peace is going to create an environment, is going to create an atmosphere that everyone that comes near it is going to be affected by it. Just like negatively the COVID affected everybody, I'm telling you, you are going to carry a peace that's going to affect every person that comes in the vicinity of where you are. I'm speaking prophetically, and you need to receive it. John chapter 14, verse 27. The Bible declares, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Stop right there. Come on. Now, you got to see this. Look what he says. This is the words of Jesus. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. One more time. Peace I'm leaving with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So Jesus just said, peace I leave with you. Peace I give you. In other words, once you receive his peace, you are accountable for it. Once you receive his peace, you must become a good steward over it. I'm going to say it again. Once you receive, remember, he said, my peace I give to you. He gave it to you, not just you can keep it for yourself, but so you can begin to change the environment around you, that you can begin to cause people who are troubled to receive the same peace that's yours. That is your portion. I'm telling you, peace belongs to God's people. And that peace, God has given you and I the responsibility to steward it and expand it and increase it. Just like Adam's responsibility was to expand the garden, your responsibility is to take that peace that you just received and begin to change your environment, change your city, change your community, change your home, change your marriage, whatever needs to be affected by the missing peace. You are a steward over it. You are now responsible to increase it. You are responsible to now give it. Why? Because as you have received, God says, freely you have received. Freely do what? Give. Freely you have received, freely give. So you got to give what you just received. If you don't give what you just received, then you can't expect it to increase. God will only increase what you release to others. God will only increase in your life what you release to others. And there's too many believers in the body of Christ who have received goodness from God, peace of God, God's love, his grace, his anointing, and they're keeping it to themselves. God did not give it to you so you can keep it to yourself. He gave it to you so you can dispatch it, so you can release it. And when you release it, there will be an increase in your own life. And so I'm declaring tonight, right now, God is releasing the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. And I'm telling you, this night, you have now located the missing peace. Father, in the name of Jesus, as your son, as your prophetic voice, I come before you and I bless you and I praise you for the word that you have given me for your people. Lord, every person under the sound of my voice, I thank you and praise you that this night their eyes have been opened to now locate the missing piece. In the name of Jesus, while the storms are raging and everything around them look like it's chaotic, God, I thank you that their focus is on you right now, for you are the Prince of Peace. And I thank you that they know you, Father. And God, I thank you that their speech in this hour, in this month, in this season will no longer betray them. They will speak what they believe. They will speak what the word says. They will speak in line with their faith. They will speak in line with your nature and your character. They will understand the authority that you have given them in the name of Jesus. And God, as a prophetic voice, I speak to the storm in their life. And I declare, peace be still. I command your mind to be settled. I command your soul to be untroubled. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare now that wherever fear has risen its head, in the name of Jesus, I declare that fear bow its knee to the name of Jesus. I declare that fear bow its knee to faith, the faith of God that is on the inside of every person tonight that's on this call. I thank you that, Father, as they pray in the spirit, because you said build up themselves on their most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. As they pray in the spirit, they will walk in the spirit. They will see in the spirit. They will move in the spirit in the name of Jesus. And I thank you that things around them are shifting. Things around them are changing. Things around them are coming into alignment. In the mighty name of Jesus, I prophesy and I declare this night that their barren place will become their birthing place. In the name of Jesus, every place where it's dry, every place where it's barren, every place where it looks like they are not experiencing the fullness of who you are, I pray, God, that they'll look again. They'll take a second look and they'll see your goodness. The Bible declares, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. I'm telling you, God is about to be good to you this night. He's about to reveal to you who he is as the Prince of Peace. And you are going to receive a revelation knowledge of who he is, and is going to help you introduce him to someone else. I declare the spirit of evangelism is coming upon you. And I declare that even your family, even your marriage, even those in the vicinity of where you are, they are coming into the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father. And I declare now a fresh breath, a fresh wind, a fresh fire will rise up on the inside of them this night. And God will give you praise. We'll give you glory. We decree this night, and we bless you for the breakthrough. This night, I prophesy that every person that need a breakthrough, in the name of Jesus, I'm telling you, as we get ready to go off, I need you to unmute yourself because someone needs a word from the Lord. And I'm telling you, the word of the Lord is in my belly. As you begin to cause your faith to rise up, I'm telling you, the word is going to meet your faith tonight. And I'm telling you, and the word of God is coming together. And there is an alignment that's coming this night in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, let your kingdom come and let your will be done. God will give you praise. We'll give you glory. And we declare this night, Satan, your time is up. Your contract is canceled over the lives of God's people this night in the name of Jesus. I declare that this is their time to orchestrate encounters and interventions with you. I declare that divine appointments will be set for them. I declare supernatural breakthrough. I declare barriers are shattered and strongholds are demolished in the name of Jesus. And I declare that from this day forward, not only shall they have a testimony, their very life shall be a testimony. They shall embrace the very opportunities that you are bringing their way. I declare open doors, supernatural provision, supernatural finances, wherever it has been dry, wherever there is lack, wherever there look like is not enough, I declare in the name of Jesus, the brook will no longer dry up, but there will be a flow, there will be a stream, a flow of increase, of abundance, of provision and finances and peace and joy, the joy unspeakable and full of glory. It is your portion this night. It is so in Jesus' mighty name. And all God's people said amen. Now this is the time to open up your mouth, unmute yourself, and give my God some praise because he is Lord and there is no other. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but man, I am so excited. I'm about to run. Hey, hallelujah. Come on, man of God.
Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Amen.
There's the anointing. The anointing is flowing.
And you, if you're out there and you want to tap in with Prophet this evening, go ahead, dial one, bring yourself into the queue. Unfortunately, we don't have the option for people to unmute themselves because they would be talking while you're preaching. So dial one now to come in with the Prophet.
Yeah, come on.
We'll go first with Pastor Terry. Come on in. We already know. Oh, wait a minute. Nope, we're going to let someone else go first. Area code 323, last 40981. You are live with the Prophet.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Bless you, man of God. That's always rich substance that goes forth. Man, I thank God. You know, when you talk about peace that surpasses all knowledge and understanding, the world is in shambles right now looking for peace. And they're losing their minds just to look for some bit of peace. And the one who is the peacemaker, who is peace, like you said, the Hebrew word shalom, we have access to that peace. Because the Prince of Peace lives on the inside of us, amen?
Come on.
And so I just want to say thank you so much, man of God, Prophet. You have been in a pocket lately. And every dynamic teaching of truth that transforms is right in alignment to this dispensation right now, pertaining to grace, pertaining to that latter rain, pertaining to right now putting our hands to the plow and going forth with this type of boldness, you know? And when I'm out and about, I see the misery on people's face in their lives. I see they're seeking peace, you know. I see it. I just prayed for somebody at Costco, and I actually said that. I lose peace upon them. I just grabbed his hand. And I said, I lose peace upon you in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, hallelujah. Thank you, man of God. Bless you.
Amen. Bless you, man of God.
Amen, amen, amen. Anybody else out there want to come in and tap in with the prophet? Go ahead, dial one, come on into the queue as of now. And I was throwing her under the bus, but Pastor Terry just threw her hand in the air. Welcome, you are
amen.
Live with the prophet.
Good evening, Prophet David, and good evening, Pastor, and all the listeners. What a good word on the scriptures you gave us to know who the peacemaker is, because I always say, I testify that I didn't always have peace before I was in Christ Jesus. Because like the man came on and said, people are looking for peace. They're looking for peace and don't know where to get it. They're looking for peace through people, places, and things. But they have to go to the peacemaker. So I thank God for you. And this is a broadcast, you know, as Pastor Lee, we always share our archives. That way, if we're listening live, we can go back and listen again, because there's so much information that was shared through the Word of God tonight. So God bless you, Prophet Armstrong, you and Prophetess Kathy. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And much love.
Bless you. Bless you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Bless you, Pastor Terry. Hallelujah. Anyone else want to chime in with the prophet? Go ahead, dial one. Area code 562. Last 4-5-4-9-8. You are live with the prophet.
Amen. Praise God. What an awesome word. I was moving around, but I heard the word, Prophet David Armstrong. God bless you. What an awesome word. And we do need peace. And I tell you, I don't know, ever since last night, I've been feeling so much peace on today. God has been still in my spirit. And I tell you, when you walk by faith, but you got to have peace. And so I'm just thanking God for that word. What an awesome word. God bless you.
Bless you, woman of God. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. Anybody else? We got a couple more minutes left. Don't be shy. Dial one. Come on in and bless the prophet this evening. Amen. 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 Well, praise the Lord, man. Excellent word, man of God. As always, continue to grow, continue to expand, and continue to share the uncompromisable word of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Go ahead and pray us out of here, mighty God. God bless you.
Amen. Father, in Jesus' name, again, I remind you, you said, where two or more agree concerning any one thing that they shall ask, it shall be done. I thank you that this word, finding the missing piece, shall be their daily portion. And I thank you that they are now good stewards over this revelation. They are now good stewards over this manifestation of your peace in their life. No matter what storm rise, they have the authority and responsibility to speak and says, peace be still. Let them rest tonight. And let them know without a shadow of a doubt, that you are their personal, present-day peace. I thank you for them, and I give you glory. And as always I pray, I decree and declare that Jesus shall be glorified and the devil shall be horrified at the peace of God that is manifested in their life this night in Jesus' mighty name. And all God's people said, amen. God bless you, people of God. Until we meet again, receive God's peace. And remember, go out and release that peace to someone else, because it's now your responsibility. Amen.
And say, I'm thankful. Thank you.
Come on, I'm grateful for all.